This week marks a massive comeback for the only dinosaur to go extinct twice, if you will. We're talking about a gigantic creature dino fans have been calling...
Brontosaurus. He has a really long neck and a long tail.
The Brontosaurus was named in 1879 by famed paleontologist Othniel Marsh, who found the specimen. Drexel University paleontologist Ken Lacovera said this dinosaur quickly became an audience favorite.
Brontosaurus was one of the first dinosaurs to really enter the public imagination. It became very popular in museums and in children's books.
But this golden era lasted just a bit over 20 years. In 1903, paleontologist Elmer Riggs proclaimed that Brontosaurus was apparently the same as the Apatosaurus, which had been found first. So it was game over for the Brontosaurus. Here's Ken Lacovera again.
And so the species Brontosaurus excelsus was essentially assassinated, thrown on the scientific trash heap, and Brontosaurus had to change its name to Apatosaurus.
Now, most people still use the term Brontosaurus to describe this beast, but it just wasn't scientifically correct until this week, when the Brontosaurus made a full comeback thanks to paleontologist Emmanuel Chop, who is at the New University of Lisbon in Portugal. I actually tracked him down in Switzerland, and I said to him, hey, you'll be the guy who brought back the Brontosaurus.
Yeah, it seems.
Oh, scientists, always so modest. His team analyzed almost 500 different physical features of 81 specimens, some of them relatively newly discovered, and they found that there are significant differences. For example,
Apatosaurus has a very wide neck, and Brontosaurus, on the other hand, has rather a high neck. So they differ in neck shape.
News of Chop's research has thrilled dino fans and researchers alike, among them Jason Poole, who is coordinator for Dinosaur Hall and the Fossil Preparation Lab at the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia.
Surprises like what's happened with Brontosaurus are kind of rare, sort of like getting to enjoy part of your childhood again. So it's been fun. Brontosaurus is just iconic. It's got such a cool name. It means, thunder lizard, which is wicked cool.
Wicked cool. Poole says this back and forth also makes for a great teaching moment.
It enables us to talk a little bit more about the nature of how science works and how paleontology works.
Poole is also a dino illustrator, and he told me his next painting will definitely be a Brontosaurus. By the way, Ken Lacovera thinks another scientific audience favorite will make a comeback this year after having been demoted in status. Want to know what it is? Sign up for our newsletter at whyy.org/pulse newsletter.